The world basically agrees Iran is close to getting nuclear weapons. If they can't be convinced to stop, the question is, will someone attack Iran? One journalist spent hours talking to top Israeli national security officials, and his answer is yes, and soon. How an Israeli attack on Iran could set off a broader war in the Middle East. It's Thursday, January 26th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you this morning, filling in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. This hour, a journalist who warns that Israel probably will attack Iran and try to slow that country's development of nuclear weapons and the consequences of that attack. Independent voters in swing states weigh in on President Obama's reelection message. And we're talking about audiences at the Republican debates. Moderators now want the audiences to keep mum. At least one candidate wants them to pipe up. And here's what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Ben from Morris County. It's obvious why Newt Gingrich wants audience participation. If it wasn't for audience participation, he may not have won in South Carolina.
Well, there's one analysis about audience participation. Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the morning's top headlines. And we start on the campaign trail, where it's a two-man fight in Florida. Tonight is Florida's final Republican presidential debate, with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich attacking one another in recent days over personal and professional vulnerabilities. At a forum on the Spanish-language Univision broadcast yesterday, Speaker Gingrich brought up the former governor's Swiss bank accounts in an attempt to paint his rival as out of touch with the economic hardships felt by most Americans. Univision host Jorge Ramos later asked Mitt Romney about his personal fortune.
How much money do you have?
Well, you tell me and I'll tell you. No, I'm kidding. It's between 150 and about 200 and some odd million dollars. I think that's what the estimates are.
And Newt Gingrich also faced uncomfortable questions of his own. He was asked whether it was hypocritical to criticize President Bill Clinton's infidelity in the mid-90s, just as he was carrying on an affair of his own. Gingrich tried to bat away the accusation by arguing that Clinton had lied under oath and that that was the real issue in the impeachment of the president. President Barack Obama has announced the sale of oil and gas drilling leases for nearly 38 million acres of the Gulf Coast, and he's promoting the completion of a highway corridor for vehicles that run on liquefied natural gas. The president's comments come days after rejecting a cross-country oil pipeline that would have delivered oil from Canada to Texas. The Federal Reserve says it does not expect the U.S. economy to fully recover for at least another 2 years. The Fed announced it's going to keep interest rates exceptionally low until at least 2014. The Fed chairman Ben Bernanke explained this was the best guess he could, which could change if the economic situation righted itself.
We are obviously hoping that the strength we saw in the fourth quarter and in recent data will continue into 2012. But we're going to continue to monitor that situation. I don't think we're ready to declare that we've entered a new, stronger phase at this point.
Now, that surprise move sent the dollar sharply lower in the markets and caused the U.S. government borrowing costs to fall. Another blow to organized labor in the traditionally union-heavy Midwest. Indiana is poised to become the first new right-to-work state in more than a decade after Republican lawmakers cleared the way yesterday to ban unions from collecting mandatory fees from workers. He held captive since last fall. An American woman and Danish man are on their way home after a dark of night rescue earlier this week by U.S. Navy SEALs in Somalia. And news just in, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran is ready for new nuclear talks with the West. We're going to be talking about Iran later this hour. And in the Australian Open men's single semifinal, Rafael Nadal is up 2-1 against Roger Federer with play now in the fourth set. Turning to the markets now, Asian markets are up, European indices are up, and futures are also up. The Dow starts at 12,778, the S&P opens at 1,326, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,818. Later this hour, we'll be talking about the role of audience participation. Newt Gingrich wants audience participation at the next debate. We want to know what you think. Is clapping productive? A listener from Stillwater, Oklahoma, sent this via text. I find it interesting that anyone would want to debate would want to turn it into a spirit rally. Maybe there should be cheerleaders, too. Well, maybe there already are. Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the four remaining GOP candidates in Florida. We go to Florida next.